show's about to begin. We've been expecting.
What is the reign of God like? The reign of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole of it was leavened. Or again, what woman with 10 silver coins would not, if she'd lost one, light the lamp, sweep out the house, and search carefully until she finds it? I imagine the reign of God is like a family reunion where everyone comes home and we celebrate. I'm Mama, and this is my household. And believe you me, I know a thing or two about planning family reunions. Why? First, you gotta notify everyone. Give them a call, send them a text, pass on an email, let them know what's happening. And then the cleaning. Oh, there's a lot of rooms in this old mansion, and plenty of room for everyone to rest their heads. But sometimes finding the space and the place for each one, why, takes the work of God. And then there, of course, is feeding everyone, drink for everyone, music for dancing. And what do we do if it rains? Oh, my Lordy Lou. But when every one of our family is home, why, that is like heaven on earth. But excuse me, where are my manners? Welcome to Mama's Mansion. Tonight is our family reunion. So come on in. Things are about to begin. We've been expecting you.
There are many rooms in my mama's mansion. There are many windows to enjoy the view. And there are many doors to let in the stranger. So come on in, things are about to begin. We've been expecting you. Sing along, please. There are many rooms in my mama's mansion. There are many windows to enjoy the view. And there are many doors to let in the stranger. So come on in, things are about to begin, we've been expecting you. Now there is room for the rich and room for the poor, 'cause none who are a thing will go without any more. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done or what you've said you'd do. And there are clothes in the closet and a roof overhead and a great big kitchen table where everybody's fed. So come on in, things about to begin, we've been expecting you. There are many rooms in my mama's mansion. There are many windows to enjoy the view. And there are many doors to let in the stranger. So come on in, things about to begin. We've been expecting you.
Good morning, Sarah. What are you doing up so early?
I'm just so excited about the family reunion. I couldn't wait any longer.
Oh, it's great.
And if I got a story to share with you this morning, I remember the time the 3 visitors came to the tent door near the terebinth tree. Well, Abraham invited them to stay and rest a while. And Abraham said to me, "Sarah, take 3 seas of fine flour, knead them together, and make cakes." Well, I said to myself, 3 measures of flour? That's enough to make 100 cakes of bread. Who did Abraham think he was feeding here? God? But he asked me to bake, not my maidservant. That's because I knew the secret of good bread making. You add just enough leaven to the dough. Leaven, that special ingredient that increases the quality of your dough. Not too little and not too much. You know, I like to use sourdough leaven left over to ferment from another day's bread making, hiding it in the dough through the kneading process. And then I know just the right amount of leaven to put in, not too little and not too much. And then I set it aside to rise. How do I know? I just know that I know that I know. And then ever so gently, I bake it over red hot coals. And the smell, that mouthwatering aroma just fills the room. You know, making dough into bread is no easy process. It takes time and patience and just the right touch. Well, anyway, that day, Abraham fed those 3 visitors a meal fit for the gods. And I overheard them as they were eating, and they said to Abraham, "In a year's time, when we return, she will bear a son." I thought to myself, me, a son at my age? I was way past childbearing years. Couldn't they see that? When I heard them say this, I laughed out loud. But they heard me hear this, and they said, "Why did you laugh?" I was afraid and embarrassed, so I lied, and I said, "I didn't laugh." Well, they said, "Yes, you did." Needless to say, 9 months later, I bore a son, a beautiful baby boy, and I held him for the first time, and there was laughter and tears of joy, and I was overwhelmed with the goodness of God. His name was Isaac, which means laughter. Our God is a God full of surprises.
I should say, my goodness.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. There should be one more silver piece. There should be 10 here. I had 10 pieces of silver. Now I've lost one. I've got to find that one. This is the last place that I remember that I held them all, so I'll begin looking here. I'll sweep every inch I stand on, every crack in the floor. I'll pull this place apart if I have to. But I won't stop looking for that coin until it's found. It's our family reunion tonight. We're getting ready for a huge party. And look at me. It's not even daylight, and here I am, sweeping in a dark house, hell-bent on finding one lost coin. I wonder what you think of me. I know some people are going to be upset. Perhaps you're upset with me. Do you think I'm foolish to spend so much time and energy on just one coin when there's so much work to be done? Do you think it's worth the oil that it takes to light the lamp so I can see into the dark spaces? Do you have so much that you wouldn't notice that one coin was missing? Or do you have so little that you're angry with me, thinking, well, how could I let one slip out of my hand if it really mattered that much, if I really cared? Or maybe you're wondering, why isn't what remains enough? Isn't this enough? Can you see what this coin means to me? It's not just a coin that's missing. It's one of my children that's lost. One that we haven't heard from yet. And how can our celebration be complete until everyone is home, where she belongs? That's why I have to find this coin. I know that child's heart. And in my heart, I know that she wants to come home and be part of the reunion. But she can't find the way. She can't manage on her own. Oh. I've been up all night, my mind afire, wanting to help her make the journey. If I can just find that one silver piece, we would have the means for her return. And when she returns, we'll invite everyone to come join in our celebration. There will be such rejoicing to be together again.
There are many rooms in my mama's mansion. There are many windows to enjoy the view. And there are many doors to let in the stranger. So come on in, things about to begin. We've been expecting you.
Hey, look, I see someone coming. She looks lost, like maybe she's not quite sure she's found us yet.
Excuse me, can you tell me, am I in the right place? Is this Mama's mansion? Yes? Oh, good. I have been traveling for a very long time, and I am old now. Ancient, actually. Old enough to finally tell you who I am. This much I know. My story is your story. For ours are the stories of what it means to be human. For we all came into this world brand new, dripping wet from the hand of God. Me, from the freshly created earth, the glistening dew from the freshly created earth. And you, from the glistening dew of your mother's birth canal. And we were both marked with abundant possibilities to touch, to see, to hear, to make love, to create, to discover our own unique gifts, to reconcile, and so much more. And we were also created with limitations, lots of them, from the very beginning. Only I didn't know that at the time. I didn't understand. So let me tell you how I came to this all-important wisdom. I can still remember my favorite time of day in the garden,
early evening, actually, when God would come and walk with us, with Adam and me. And I remember the time when God said, "Of all my creation, you are most like me. Strong, vulnerable, loving, creative. And so I will share my creation with you. Yes, you will tend it. You will see to it that the sky is clear, that the river runs pure, that the grass is green, and that the birds and the trees and the animals all grow secure." Can you imagine how that good news stunned us? Can you imagine the anxiety suddenly given all that responsibility? You can't imagine all the ways we tried to figure it out. And as you know from your own lives, we made mistakes. I remember the one when Adam put all the blame on me for eating the fruit. Me, his partner. I was so angry, I wanted nothing more to do with him, and I told him so. I also remember the hole that it left in my heart, the pain of isolation, of separation, until somehow God spoke to me, but in a whole new way, from inside me. My heart softened. And eventually, I returned to Adam. It was our first forgiveness. And I know within me that God was very pleased. In time, here's some of what we learned, Adam and me. We learned that while we are like God, we are not God. We are creature, not Creator. We are intelligent, but within limits. We cannot see into the future, but can only take a limited step at a time in the direction that seems right at the moment. And as we grew in wisdom and understanding, we began to experience God in a whole new way, in the softening that follows an argument, in the healing that follows a tear, in the sunset, in the lilt of a bird's song, in the touch of shared love, in the sound of the rain finally falling on our fields. Even in all the hard work that it took to nurture the world around us. And in our children, oh, our dear children. But perhaps most importantly, we begin to experience God within us, closer even than those walks together in the garden. In short, we grew in wisdom and age, with all our stops and starts, with all our limitations, and we tried to pass on to our children all that we had learned, sometimes with success, and we took delight in their happiness, and sometimes with an aching heart, as we witnessed their failures too. My story does sound familiar, doesn't it? But I have finally made it here to Mama's mansion. I am Eve, mother of all the living.
Oh, Eve, we needed to hear that story for so long. Welcome to Mama's mansion.
Tonight's our family reunion,
so come on in.
Look who's here. Look, look.
Please join in singing Simple Gifts. 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right. 'Tis the gift to be gentle, 'tis the gift to be fair, 'tis the gift to wake and breathe the morning air, and every day to walk in the path we choose. 'Tis the gift that we pray we may ne'er come to lose. Simplicity is gain, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right. 'Tis the gift to be loving, 'tis the best gift of all. Like a quiet rain, it blesses where it falls. And if we have the gift, we will truly believe 'tis better to give than it is to receive. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right.
Hey, look, it's Mary of Magdala. I wasn't sure she was going to be able to make it. Awesome.
Well, good evening, everyone. I can't begin to tell you how very glad I am to be here at the family reunion with you. To be home, to be where people know who I really am. Woman healed, disciple of Jesus, and apostle to the apostles. You know, there's still a lot of people who don't know who I am. So, sometimes I'm in a group of people and someone will say, look, look, there goes Mary, Mary of Magdala. And invariably, someone will raise an eyebrow and say, oh yes, I know her. She's the prostitute. And let me tell you, a while ago, I was telling my story in another church. And afterwards, a woman came up to me. Now, I'd never seen her before. And she said to me, I owe you an apology. So I said, well, why? And she said, well, when you came down the aisle, I poked my sister and said, here comes the whore. It just keeps happening. Now, how do you suppose that I came to be known as the sinful woman rather than apostle to the apostles? I can tell you this much. Some of the early church fathers confused me with Mary of Bethany, you know, Martha's sister. And then, because Mary anointed the feet of Jesus, they confused both of us with the sinful woman. I know you know the story. She's the one who came in off the streets, wept all over Jesus' feet and then dried his feet with her hair. Well, when Saint Jerome, early in the 5th century, said that was the story, and Pope Gregory the Great agreed 100 years later, well, let me tell you, it was so. Never mind that it wasn't the truth. And that story just got passed down year after year, century after century. And so that's how it happened. But why? That's a different question. And it's a much harder question to answer. Now, I honestly don't have the answer to that question. So it could be that, well, there were a lot of us Marys, and there were also a lot of women without a name. And so maybe it was easier for the person telling the story to say, well, what difference does it make? You know, one Mary or another woman without a name doesn't matter, does it? Well, maybe that's how it happened. Or maybe there are just some people who couldn't or wouldn't believe who I really am. I don't know. But I'll tell you what I do know. I know that if the truth is distorted about any one of us, it will affect every single one of us. It will. And I'll tell you something else I know. I know Jesus and the power of Jesus over sin and sickness and death and demons and anything and everything that keeps people down. How do I know? Because when I first met Jesus, I was sick in every way you could imagine, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Well, in my hometown of Magdala, people would whisper about me behind my back. Look, look, there goes Mary. She's full of demons, you know. She has 7 of them. Jesus must have heard about me because he called me by my name, Mary. Oh, but there's the difference. He said it so tenderly. Do you know? I looked in his eyes. And I saw that he believed in me, in the charismatic, strong woman I could become, in the powerful preacher that I would become. And I looked at him and I saw my soulmate. I saw the one that I would follow anywhere, anywhere, throughout all of Galilee, even to Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the man I loved, love itself and hope, hope itself, was so brutally murdered there. I felt like someone had ripped out my heart and left this gaping hole where my heart used to be. It was all so final. It seemed so final. I mean, how could I possibly imagine what God would have in mind? I couldn't. All I could do was stay there. Stay close. Stay by the tomb. Just stay and weep and weep. And I did. Until early Sunday morning, I heard him call me by my name, just like the first time, just like every time. Mary! Oh my goodness. It was then that I saw. It was then that I knew. It was then that I turned for my tears. Had become the ultimate sacrament of the truth. I have seen the Lord. Yes. I have seen the Lord. It was Jesus himself, the risen Jesus, who sent me forth, apostle to the apostles. And I have never stopped proclaiming that truth ever since. So now, I have a question for you, and each and every one of you here. What is the truth that lives in you? It lives and moves and has its being, and you just know, you know what it is. And perhaps you have proclaimed it once, maybe many times. Perhaps, though, it is still there, waiting for you to give it birth. So, what is the truth that each of you carries with you here to this family reunion?
Mary, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome.
Oh, it's so good to have you. It's our family reunion, so come on in. Things are about to
Plaza de Mayo, a place haunted with history. At one end of the square stands the cathedral. At the other, the Casa Rosada, the presidential palace. Banks surround the space. The Plaza de Mayo is the center of commerce and government in Argentina. But in my eyes, the Plaza de Mayo belongs to the mothers of the disappeared. Disappeared. A word whispered in the dark. A story half hidden in the shadows of a neighbor's fears. In the dead of night, many men came. Heavily armed, hammering down his apartment door, breaking in, dragging him out, handcuffed, hooded, stuffing him into the trunk of an unmarked green Ford Falcon. Your son, Signora, he's disappeared. This was the son who wanted justice for the poor. The one who wanted to heal the brokenhearted. The worker who labored for the powerless. The concert pianist who played for the penniless. This was the son with a heart as big as all humankind. Your beautiful child and your heart froze with terror. Unthinkable thoughts pressed down, a glacier of ice tearing up the ground of your being, pushing you out to sea, what you never wanted to see. Walking the rounds of police stations, hospitals, the armed forces, the prisons, the churches, searching, a maddening search, waiting for hours, for days, for officials who only gave you ridicule, meaningless forms, and salt to your wounds. Adrift in an ocean of desperation, noticing the faces, the same faces, other faces like yours, other stories, the same story. So many mothers bearing the pain of a disappeared child, proud homemakers whose lives had been turned upside down, women who had been taught to go to church, to cook, to sew, and to be quiet. Suddenly, your voice, an outburst of words, like lightning streaking out of a black sky till it finds the earth to ground it, a hot and angry flash from one mother to another. It is not here, waiting in these narrow, endless hallways that we ought to be. It's at the Plaza de Mayo. And when there's enough of us, we'll go to see the president about our children who are missing. 14 women the first day at the Plaza de Mayo. Every one of you knowing the danger. Each arriving separately. You wore flat shoes. You left your handbags home in case you had to make a run for it. There was no trouble that first day. In fact, the plaza was deserted. It was a Saturday, and banks and offices all closed. You laughed at yourselves, embarrassed and relieved. But you did not back away. You returned, and more women joined you. Every Thursday at 3:30, for 40 minutes, women converged around the Plaza de Mayo. Arm in arm, in twos you walked, moving in a great circle. Counterclockwise you walked to demonstrate your defiance. Mothers of the Plaza de Mayo walking the decorative pathways of white tiles, wearing your white shawls embroidered with your child's name, carrying their pictures, cradling signs that asked, "Where are our children? ¿Dónde están nuestros hijos?" Then trouble came, threatened by the police with weapons and dogs, targeted from the rooftops by soldiers with machine guns sprayed with tear gas. And then an infiltrator betrayed you. 4 of you disappeared. But the mothers of the plaza would not disappear. You had learned something. All mothers, one mother. All children, one child. And you would never stop asking, Where is my child?
We are old now. We continue our way of working. There is a great need for love. There is also a great need to feel and to receive other people's love. This is the new way.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10. Now do you understand what this coin means to me? It's not just a coin, but a precious child. And I will not let my child be lost.
One mother, all mothers. One child, all children.
I am who is.
I am who shall be.
I am the God of your ancestors. I hear your cries.
Who knit you together.
Who formed you in your inmost being.
I am the one who pours out my spirit on all.
Who pours my love into your heart,
weeps for you, turns the sea into dry land,
satisfies your thirst,
sprinkles you clean.
I am the life of the life of all creatures.
I penetrate everything with connectedness and relatedness.
I spark, ignite,
inflame,
and kindle
truth and beauty.
I am the guide,
the fog,
the balm for your wounds.
A fountain overflowing with movement, color, transparency.
Radiance.
I am stillness restoring.
I am serenity shining.
I am the one who shows you mercy,
grace,
strength,
joy, hope, kindness.
I am the one who delights in you. It is my pleasure to be with you. It is my deepest desire.
I am the one who moves over the void, who breathes into the chaos, pours myself into you.
Informs,
quickens,
warms,
cools,
sets free,
holds tight,
gives blessing.
I am the one who dances with you our dance.
I am the one who loves passionately,
attentively,
affectionately.
I am the one who loves you
Unconditionally.
Unreservedly.
Unbelievably.
Eternally.
I am the one who loves you continually, continuously, constantly, carefully, tenderly.
I am the one who demonstrates my love.
Surprisingly, steadfastly, assuringly,
encouraging,
watching,
intuiting,
willing.
I am the one who loves you wisely,
bountifully,
copiously,
exquisitely, instinctively, decidedly.
I am the one who desires you, who longs for you.
I am the one who brings you to life,
who safeguards your treasure, who trusts in you,
who defends you,
who calls you back,
who follows you, who searches you out,
who befriends you,
who carries you home.
I am the one who wraps myself around your back,
the one who longs to see your face.
I am the one who would die for you, and if I could, gladly do it again.
God, beyond all names, you have made us in your image. We are like you, we reflect you. We are woman, we are man. All around us we have known you. All creation lives to hold you. In our living and our dying, we are bringing you to birth. God, beyond all time, you are laboring within us. We are moving, we are changing in your spirit ever new. All around us we have known you. All creation lives to hold you. In our living and our dying, we are bringing you to birth. God of tender care, you have cradled us in goodness. You have mothered us in wholeness. You have loved us into birth. All around us we have known you. All creation lives to hold you. In our living and our dying, we are bringing you to birth.
A reading from the Book of Proverbs.
And wisdom.
Wisdom opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy.
When I go home, I shall take my ease with her.
Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come.
For nothing is bitter in her company.
She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue.
When life is shared, there is no pain.
She looks well to the ways of her household.
Nothing but pleasure and joy.
Nothing but pleasure and joy. Oh, we're almost ready to begin our reunion, but there's one more person missing.
I think I see someone.
Yes, we do. You are in for such a treat.
Are you Mama?
I am Mama, and you are at Mama's Mansion.
I have some wine for the reunion.
Yes.
Let me tell you. The invitation said, Mama's Mansion, you're all welcome, even the stranger. Well, I fit the stranger part. Let me tell you just how
strange I am. My name is Gabrielle Bossy. I was born in 1874. I'm a French actress and a mystic. Most importantly, God spoke directly and lovingly to me. Moi. Even as a young child, a voice I heard, I thought it was Christ. Je pense c'était. It is the joy of my life. Joie de vivre. As an adult, I knew the voice was God. My God, mon Dieu, je t'adore. God said to me, God described God's self to me. God said, I am the lavishness of love. All of the universe is cradled in me. God said, come to me, surrender to me. God said, there is something I want to tell you that you will find very strange. And I want to tell you, you're going to find it hard to believe. God said, is it amazing that I need your love? I need your every act of tenderness. God said to me to write all of this, and I did. And God said so sadly, I want people to know that they can come to talk to me as to a dear brother, to not be afraid, but to come, and I will transform them. And please, live for me, God said, and I will transform you. Live to please me, God said. Well, I did write it all down, just as God told me. Every word, God said. And when my friends read what I wrote, one said, you ought to go in a convent? Mais non. There were proposals of marriage. Mais non. God was enough for me. God is enough for me. God said, no need to struggle, Gabrielle. Together we will walk together. Our steps walk together. We will walk in the garden among the flowers with ease. You're not going to find my name in all of the lists of saints. I'm too much of a contradiction for that. But God did say, don't think for a minute that all saints look like anybody's idea of what a saint looks like. Well, you know, this party is going strong. I think it's gone entirely too long sans moi. This party, this family reunion is pour moi et pour vous tout le monde. Let us go to the family reunion. Hey. Oh, bonjour!
Welcome. So glad to
see you. Mes amis!
Thank you.
There's always enough.
Bring it out.
When you cross the borders of the desert and head for home, you do not want to turn back. What you are headed for is a place of belonging, a place you can lay your body down.
You used to run away so often, but now you're running for home because it's bonds of love that are drawing you.
And when all is said and done, and sometimes there is too much saying and too little doing.
Living where your life belongs is coming home.
When I go home, I shall take my ease with her, for nothing is bitter in her company. When life is shared with her, there is no pain, nothing but pleasure and joy.
Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She calls from the highest places in the town. Come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine I have mixed.
Welcome to the family reunion.
There are many rooms in the mother's mansion. There are many windows to enjoy the view. And there are many doors to let in the stranger. So come on in, things are about to begin. We've been expecting you. Now there is room for the rich and room for the poor, 'cause none who are within will go without anymore. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done or what you've said you do. There are clothes in the closet and a roof overhead and a great big kitchen table where everybody's fed. So come on in, things about to begin. We've been expecting you. There are many rooms in my mama's mansion. There are many windows to enjoy the view. And there are many doors to let in the stranger. So come on in, things about to begin. We've been expecting you. There's room for the women and room for the men, and there isn't anybody who has the upper hand. There'll be room for every need and every creed and every color or hue. And the children can grow until their hair turns gray, 'cause in my mama's mansion everybody plays. So come on in, things about to begin. We've been expecting you. There are many rooms in my mama's mansion. There are many windows to enjoy the view. And there are many doors to let in the stranger. So come on in, things about to begin. We've been expecting you. In my mama's mansion, the air is clean and the sky is blue and the grass is green and the water is so pure, you can see right through. And no one is in danger of becoming extinct, from the turtle to the eagle to the sable and the mink. So come on in, things about to begin. We've been expecting you. There are many rooms in my mama's mansion. There are many windows to enjoy the view. And there are many doors to let in the stranger. So come on in, things about to begin. We've been expecting you. So come on in, things about to begin. We've been expecting you.
Thanks for saying yes to the invitation. All are welcome.